This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for his nuclear scientists to increase production of weapons-grade material to make bombs to put on his increasing range of weapons. The report in state media Tuesday followed a series of missile launches, 7 in this month alone, and rising threats to use the weapons against his enemies. North Korea's weapons test and U.S.-South Korea military exercises have intensified in a tit-for-tat cycle underscoring heightened tensions in the region. State media said Kim met with officials and scientists at a nuclear weapons institute and stressed the need to ramp up bomb fuel production to meet his goals to expand his nuclear arsenal. An investigation by the Associated Press has found that China and its U.S.-based advocates spent years building relationships with Utah's officials and lawmakers. Those efforts have paid dividends at home and abroad. The AP found that lawmakers delayed legislation Beijing did not like, nixed resolutions that conveyed displeasure with its actions and expressed support in ways that enhanced the Chinese government's image. Its work in Utah is emblematic of a broader effort by Beijing to secure allies at the local level, as its relations with the U.S. and its Western allies have turned acrimonious. U.S. officials say local leaders are at risk of being manipulated by China and have deemed the influence campaign a threat to national security. The UN Security Council has declined a Russian request to investigate the blasts on the pipelines that move natural gas from Russia to Europe under the Baltic Sea. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood said that there is no need for a UN probe when investigations by Sweden, Denmark, and Germany are proceeding in a comprehensive, transparent, and impartial manner. On the 15-member council, only Russia, China, and Brazil voted in favor of the Russian request Monday. This is VOA News. Police say a former student shot through the doors of a Christian elementary school and killed 3 children and 3 adults after elaborately planning the massacre by drawing out a detailed map and conducting surveillance of the building. Monday's massacre at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, was the latest in a series of mass shootings in the country that has grown increasingly unnerved by bloodshed in schools. The victims include 3 9-year-old children, the school's top administrator, a substitute teacher, and a custodian. In a familiar ritual played out in the chaos, panicked parents rushed to the school to see if their children were safe and tearfully hugged their kids in a stunned community planned vigils for the victims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has delayed his contentious judicial overhaul plan on after a wave of mass protest. The Israeli leader said Monday that he wants to give time to seek a compromise with his political opponents. He spoke after tens of thousands of people demonstrated outside the parliament building in Jerusalem. It was the latest in 3 months of mass protest. His announcement appeared to calm some of the tensions that have fueled 3 tumultuous months of unrest. Israel's main labor union called off a general strike, but it failed to address the underlying issues that have polarized the nation. And the anti-government protest movement vowed to intensify its efforts. A massive landslide has swept over an Andean community in central Ecuador, burying dozens of homes, killing at least 16 people, sending rescuers on a frantic search for survivors. Ecuador's Risk Management Secretariat said more than 30 people were rescued, and nearly 50 others remained missing following Sunday's last landslide about 137 miles south of the capital. The agency also reported 23 people were injured when the mountainside collapsed at around 10 p.m. The risk management agency estimated that 500 people and 163 homes were affected by the disaster, which also destroyed a portion of the Pan-American Highway. Protesting is a rite of passage in France, and again the rage. The country that taught the world about people power with its revolution of 1789 is seething. French President Emmanuel Macron has ignited a firestorm of anger with unpopular pension reforms that he pushed through Parliament. Young people have been joining the protest against him. Some of them are first-time demonstrators. Violence is also picking up. Freshly spray-painted slogans in Paris streets reference the 1789 French Revolution. Regular strikes and demonstrations are threatening to make Macron's second and final term as president even more difficult than the first. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.